Hi, all it's your old friend Jack. It's Wednesday night, and hard to believe it's 2.5 weeks since I moved from the Metroplex back to LA, and it's really surreal to me because neither place feels quite like home right now. So that's strange because I'm born and raised here in Los Angeles, and it feels like home, but it's sort of just different. Anyhow, had another conversation with a few other bloggers about what happens when people don't read your best stuff, and it's one of those frustrating things. If you're a writer and you're writing for people and you want them to read your best stuff, what happens when they don't read it? But the fact of the matter is, most of the time, it's not just their best stuff that they're not reading. It's your worst stuff and your middle of the road and your almost great stuff. It's just your stuff in general that's not being read, and it's frustrating sometimes, but I think you have to consider what your goals are, what your objective is, and then try and figure out if they're reading it or not reading it syncs or with those goals and how it impacts and affects it. If you're one of those people looking to build a platform and want to have tons of readers, well, if people aren't reading you, yeah, it sucks when when you're not being read. But at the same time, it's just part of the game. And I think when I talk about a game here, I think that the primary thing you have to focus on is that this is not a sprint, it's a marathon. And if you want to be successful, then there are a few things you have to do. One is you just have to write and write and write and write. And that's not just because doing more writing makes you a better writer and you produce better quality material, but it's also because there's so much noise out there, so much chaos, so much confusion, so much clutter that you're facing. You have to keep pumping out the content so that people will notice you. And if you stay long enough and you stick it out, people do notice and they start to come by and they start to pay attention to what you're doing. So that's just sort of the 30-second free advice kind of thing. And since I still have a few more minutes in this podcast, allow me to share a few more thoughts with you. You want to know what's frustrating to me? Well, here's what's frustrating me. It's almost a buck more a gallon of gas here in LA than it was in Texas. The hell. Not to mention that the housing costs here are more expensive. Now, mind you, the food is better here. You know, I like the food in Texas, but overall, it's just better food here. You got better sushi, and I'm biased, but you know, we are right next to the water. The barbecue may not be as good. You know, the Texas has got a us on that. The Chinese food just in general is better here, and the Mexican food is better here. But there were a lot of very nice restaurants in Texas. Don't get me wrong. I could move back to Texas and be quite happy living there. But I would miss a few things. And the beach is high on that list, as well as some friends. But there's a lot to be said for not having to work so damn hard to live. So as you can tell, I'm thinking about lots of different things. And it all comes back to blogging again, because what we're talking about here in terms of our best material being read or not read is becoming a better storyteller and becoming more compelling. Because if you tell compelling stories that people want to read or at least listen to, they come back. So the question is, you know, how do we become a better storyteller? What do we do? How do we advance from saying a story's got a beginning, a middle, and an end, and add the secret sauce that, you know, makes people keep reading? So that's all I've got for you for now. I'm Jack. You're not. Be thankful for that. And thanks for reading. Would love to see you in the comment section. Later.